Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Dan Wild.
Hi, Dan. How are you today?
Good. So I got a bill in the mail, and says I owe $125 or something like that. My bill is $99.99. And then also when I went to the website, it shows that my name is wrong in the account, too. Or something's wrong.
Okay.
My username is the wrong signing, which is shows it says the wrong email address for my username.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I can edit that.
Yeah.
Just do me a favor and confirm the service address for me, please.
4 Park Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. And the best phone number in the event that we get this connected, please?
Yeah. It's right in the area. Where I'm calling from is the best number.
Okay. And just confirm that for me, please, just so I can have it. Still with me?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. You want me to say, okay, 845-519-9898. I'm sorry.
Perfect. No, you're fine. I have to be able to verify. That's why.
That's cool.
Okay. So I have changed it to where it was dan.wyld@gmail.
Yeah. As long as it's the right email address, that's great.
Yeah. So I just changed that login information. So okay. You should be able to access it now. Okay. Let me go ahead and take a look at the invoice.
Okay.
So that I can go over why it is.
$24.99
on the extra
$25 actually.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing that. The reason for it, if you are able to get to your invoice, on the second pay, or is it the second? It's the 1, 2, 3, 4th page. It details all the charges. So what it is that we had a return check charge.
How do we have a return check charge?
Because the check was returned. So the payment didn't go through. So it charged a $25 fee.
That's impossible because I have money in my account and I'm not sure how that could be a thing.
Okay, let me just go ahead and take a look at the at what was returned. So the one from October 2nd was that one.
October?
Yes.
It's December. December should be paying. What's going on here?
So it shows that there was the October 2nd payment that we had taken on the 2nd of October. It was returned on the 9th of October.
Yeah, but did you get paid for October?
We did on the 24th.
Oh, my God. What is going on here? I'm trying to get logged into the thing right now.
Absolutely. Your auto pay is also suspended, by the way.
What's that?
Your auto pay is also suspended at the moment. You're able to reactivate it.
Okay. Let me log into my thing here. I have to pull up because we just changed my login, so.
Yes.
I just pull up the password I had for the previous one. It'll take me 1 second.
No worries. Please be safe while you're on the road.
Of course. Yeah. I don't know what you guys are going the wrong way. Apparently, I'm the safest one because you have people going the wrong way down the one way.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm trying to figure it out here. You there still? Sorry.
Yes, I'm still here. Don't worry.
Okay, so I got it. I'm trying to pull it up, and it's not pulling up. Where is it? It's like...
that. Also, if you're on your phone, you might want to turn it sideways. It'll show you the full page when you turn it sideways.
Thank you. Okay, so it says... Oh, that's... Oh, because I'm looking... All right, this is... Workshop.
But if you click on the view payment history...
Oh, here we go. I'm pulling this up now. Sorry, I'm just like... It, I had the other... It, my stuff changed. Username... Thank you. And.wy. There we go. And then this one is going to be the paste. This one sign in. Okay, save that. All right, so I got that. And then view invoice. Yes. Okay.
You can view the current invoice, or you can also view the current the payment history as well to show which one was reversed.
Yes. Okay.
So
I do see there's a return.
Yes. So we took for the October and November on November 17th.
Okay.
Or on October 24th. I'm sorry. On the 24th, we paid for October and November, or the beginning of November there, and then the current invoice, because of that reverse payment, the $25 fee was in. Applied at that time when it took the payment, so that's why it's applying to this bill.
Okay, but my, thank you. I don't have anything in my account showing that it was, because, all right, what, all right, was it, oh, you know what, I did switch banks. What bank was that one taken out of?
I could take a look at that one moment.
Yeah. All right, I switched over from Ulster Savings Bank because they were crap. And they kept doing, changing shit around, and I got one to M&T Bank, so.
Okay, let me just take a look at the auto pay settings here. I have the account number ending in 7226.
That's not right.
So then we need to update
that. That's an old account.
So that's probably why it returned then.
Okay.
So you definitely want to update that whenever you get a chance.
Okay, I know I manually made a payment with my current bank account, for sure.
Okay.
Can we update that?
Yes, we definitely can. Did you still want to keep paper invoice delivery?
No, you can do it electronic.
Okay, perfect. Now that you have access, it would also provide you with that $10 discount too, by the way.
Okay.
All right. So auto pay settings.
Can we provide with the getting rid of that service charge too?
Well, at least this time, unfortunately, because it was a return payment, there's no way that we can reverse that part. But I will need your routing and account number to update.
Okay.
From the new
so,
bank.
Let me give you, what's wrong, I have to look it up real fast.
Okay.
M&T's routing is 0-22-40s.
Yep, and then 4-6.
Yep. And the account is 9898-180956.
Okay. And is there a middle initial on the account?
Let me see. I don't know if I put my middle initial. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Just as long as you're being safe.
I'm over here like a pig. donut holes and I stayed one too fast.
Oh, stop. You're fine. Everybody's entitled to enjoy their donuts. I am a donut lover myself.
It just says Daniel. Hold on. Let me pull up my card here. I got my card right here, too. No middle initial.
Okay. I'm going to put, it was listed as Dan Wild, so I'm putting in Daniel. And then this is a checking account, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. And then you do authorized direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So now that that's updated, we should be all set with that.
Okay.
Okay. So that should take care of that. In the next couple of days, you should either see a payment or it'll wait until the next bill and it'll just take the whole thing all at once.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So at least we updated your auto pay. Once that's reflected into the system, you'll also notice that your bill goes down by
$10. Okay. So it'll be, so at $124, it'll be $10 cheaper?
Correct.
Okay.
Not for this bill. For this bill, it won't be. But for the next bill, instead of paying $99, it'll be
$89.99. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it, then. Thank you.
Of course. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No, that was all. Thank you.
All right. Well, in that case, Dan, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your evening. And please drive safe.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.